darkened lives, a light that shines in every place, the light of eternal truth.
Quirinius was the governor of Syria. went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks.
Right, so. The vast majority of you will know this story if you know it well. As we go through the story, you people, you are Joseph. You are the shepherds. You are the wise ones from the east. And you are Mary, all of you. Including you chaps. You're Mary, okay? Right, so the whole story, where does it start? How does the story start? The story of the birth of Jesus, how does it start? An angel speaks to
Mary.
Mary and says,
"You're blessed."
Pardon? As we now know, in case you might have noticed, you are pregnant. Truly, you're wrong. Anyway, the angel tells Mary that she's going to have a baby. And in another gospel, an angel is also talking to Joseph and tells him. Spare room, not the best room. The one who is the king of the world is born in the back. will stop the story there. Though, of course, we know there's more. How do you think it was for Mary? Give me three words that you think describe the experience for Mary. I'll come back to you. Give me three words that you think would describe the experience for Joseph. What are you in shepherds? Shepherd. Three words that would describe the experience for the shepherds. Three words for the wise men. You're allowed to talk to your neighbour. I'll quietly count to my head. Bible?
Yes.
The offering on Christmas Day is given in memory of Anne-Marie, don't get started, memory of Anne-Marie Cromp, who had cystic fibrosis and who was one of the children of this church and who died on Christmas Day. So we give our offering, cash offering, to cystic fibrosis research. We'll do that in a minute. We're not doing that yet, but we'll do that in a minute. I want to tell you some things about some people that lead us into our prayers. Now, it might not be that you don't know these people, but you will know others in similar circumstances. So just you change the names when we come to pray. A man who used to be a member of this church a number of years ago, Frank Percy, has died. If you want to know details about this funeral, come and talk to me and I will pass them on to you. Leslie Carnegie has been in hospital and has had surgery. And I believe that she's out of hospital now, am I right? She's still in hospital.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock this afternoon. Excellent. Just in time for a turkey. Excellent. And Brenda Crump asks us to pray for her. Brenda has been living with cancer for a number of years now and has had a setback and asks us to pray for her. We also heard of a man who's a friend of the church, Johnson Simpson, who's the guy who's organised the sculptures that have come in from Zimbabwe that a number of people bought, and his wife, we believe, is very well. So that's a number of things to pray for. And then in the news this morning, the death of some of our brothers and sisters of Christ as they would have gathered to worship. So let us pray. Homes where this is going to be a difficult day because people actually really don't get on. Pray for those homes where there's going to be violence. Peace to our world. Peace to our homes. Peace. in our lives and enable each one of us to be among those who build your peace and your justice. Lord, we pray. Amen. So now we're going to continue our worship as we make our offering, which I just told you we're going to give away to Cystic Fibrosis Research. and give us the talents that you have given to us, some of which we've used to make our living, some of which we have used to raise this money. For the gifts and talents of those who are doing medical research. For the gift of Jesus, living among us, dying for us and rising. For all these gifts, we thank you and we praise your holy name.
Thank you.
Son and the Spirit fill our homes and our lives with light this Christmas and in the years to come. Amen. Please take the tea coffee if you can. It will be good.
It's just that, it's for attention around here. Just...